Yesterday was an incredible day in the world of sports, athletics, with not only the Kentucky Derby, but also a monumental welterweight boxing match between Mayweather and Pacquiao. And although after the fight I didn't really read much of what Mayweather's comments were on his fight, when I read the headlines and the ensuing articles after the Kentucky Derby of American Pharoah's victory and his jockey's response to the victory, it probably wasn't unlike other responses from jockeys that won such monumental races. And you guys know this. If you would have read the headlines, if you read the articles, it came down to American Pharoah and his jockey sticking to the program, maintaining a very easy strategy. So I'm not going to preach a homily on horse racing because I don't know much about it. But what I read last night and this morning makes great sense to me, and it's this. If you're a horse and you get out of the gates fast, and you're fast out of the gates, you have to maintain that speed the whole time if you don't finish well. American Pharoah is not like that. When you read his jockey, he knows that his horse finishes strong. So if you watch the race, American Pharoah wasn't in the lead until he turned the corner, because his jockey knew that this is where my horse is going to be better than all the other horses. He took advantage of that. He stuck to the program. He knew his horse, and Pharoah comes out on top. It seems like in the world of religions, we should do the same thing. So if you look at the five fingers that cover the world when it comes to religion, Buddhism and Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, we want to stick to the program. We just don't want to do our own thing. If we do our own thing, I don't think it ends well. And when you look at the five, you can sort of peel away bit by bit which one seems the most reasonable. Buddhism and Hinduism is everything but universal. It's restricted to a culture and a time, which is why Hinduism and Buddhism doesn't grow. Certainly, it's popular because it inhabits the world's most populous countries in the East: China, Japan, India. Nonetheless, those two we can take away because of the five, those two are the hardest to live by way of culture, and they haven't flourished in their existence. So now we're down to three: Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. If religion is approaching God, it seems valuable, does it not, to live a religion founded by God himself? And so now we can take Islam out of the picture. Islam was not founded by God. Muslims do not believe that. They know, they believe, Islam was not founded by Almighty God, Allah. They know that, and they believe that. It was founded by Muhammad. So now we're down to two, folks: Christianity and Judaism. Jews approach Jesus, the Savior of the world, not as the Savior of the world. He's a mere mortal, a man, a good man, but one that's not going to save the world. So now we got it, right? In 4 minutes, I just persuaded all of you to be Christian. But you are Christian. But then we get into that pool of 1 billion people, and we find all sorts of flavors: Lutheran, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Baptist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian. The list goes on and on and on. And in our goodwill, in our sympathetic will, in our non-judgmental will, we look at all these religions and we say, we're sort of all the same. And when it comes down to it, we believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, done. That's what makes us Christian. But friends in Christ, if we listen to today's gospel, the words of St. John, who's writing down the words of Christ himself, and if we listen to his letter in the second reading, it becomes rather clear that Catholicism is the religion, is the group of Christians that has stuck to the vine and maintained their branches. Not because we said so, and not because that's our strong opinion, and we'll beat you if you don't believe that. But we maintain that as Catholics because we are the ones that stick to the program. We are the ones that are faithful to his words. You have friends, I have friends that aren't Catholic. You have family members, I have family members that aren't Catholic. But if I'm going to approach this gospel and the second reading and not just sort of put under the covers as if it doesn't matter, but if St. John is not a liar and he tells us that living according to the truth is a really big deal, then how I approach God has to be true, or I'm wasting my time with this on. It's not all the same. And we can't operate and live as if we're all the same. Now, one perspective is to be judgmental and somehow think the crazy belief that we all hear sometimes that only Catholics go to heaven. That's nonsense, and that's not true. But we could take the perspective today on this Sunday that when we listen to this gospel, we approach it with great gratitude, that we belong as Catholics to a program, to a community of believers, to a religion that stayed faithful to the words of God in deed and in truth. And certainly the church has her warts, but naming an institution that doesn't. Certainly the church has many parts that are man-made. But the most important parts, like the part that you're here for this morning, the Eucharist, we do Sunday after Sunday after Sunday for the sole reason that Jesus Christ told us to. Take this, all of you. This is my body. Do this in memory of me. Done. And so if we take that line and we apply the same principle that we believe and we are faithful to God because what he's handed down to us, all the other religions peel away and Catholicism stays strong. Friends in Christ, we should not be arrogant. We should not be proud. We should not pretend that because we're Catholic on the day of our death, we're going to fall into heaven, because none of those things are true. In fact, they're all foolish. But to be Catholic is a great gift. And a good attitude to have throughout all of one's life is one of gratitude. That we have this gift from God called Catholicism. And insofar as we stick to the program, the Savior himself says that we will be with him forever in heaven. Yeah, I mean, the Kentucky Derby is a big deal. And so was the fight last night between Mayweather and Pacquiao. But a bigger deal is heaven.